Blog Talk Radio.
What's up over there? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. This evening, we bring you a pre-tape program direct from Pomegranate Supermarket on 1507 Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush. First, we're going to start by talking to the manager of the meat department, Ari Heinemann. Good evening, Mr. Heinemann.
Good evening. How are you?
Shem?
Yeah.
One of the things that I like about Pomegranate, one of the things that I like specifically about the manager of the meat department is that he knows his customers. He's constantly on the floor. He's constantly making suggestions to his customers, which cuts are best, what they might like as well, and so on and so forth. It's one of those rare cases where a vendor actually cares about the customers. Now, let me ask Ari, who also happens to be a very accomplished chazan, how did he ever get into the food business, specifically meat? Why meat? Why food?
Well, I am a people's person for a generation, my grandfather, my father, and now me. And as a chazan, you're always pleasing people. People want to hear this type of song and that type of song. And I employed it, and applied it to here in Pomegranate, into the meat department. So I figure out what the customer wants. Same way I figured out what type of song the people or the congregation wanted. I figure out what kind of meat would best suit our customer in Pomegranate. And I make their menus for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, or for Shabbos Hanukkah, or any occasion. And that's how I basically applied my chazonis into the meat department.
But why meat? How did you come into, of all the things, food? Why dafke meat?
I was always a food lover. I always have been going to the restaurant since as a child. My parents, used to take me to different restaurants for birthdays and all the different family occasions. And I was always a food lover. I always loved meat, roast, steak, and it was always a hobby of mine. And now I put it into real life.
And you've done it very, very well. Now, I'd like to ask you two main questions. First, give me a sample Hanukkah menu, and then we go to the next one.
From our higher-end stuff in the farm showcase, we're going to have something called veal galatini stuffed with duck, chestnut, and chantilly mushroom. No words to how to explain the taste of it. It's literally heaven. It's literally a piece of heaven. It takes a lot for us to prepare it, but actually at home, the whole preparation is only about 30 minutes. And it's really, really yummy. We also have, we're going to have stuffed duck legs, stuffed with ground veal, mushrooms, and shallots, which is also yummy, and this stuff is rare. You don't find it elsewhere. It takes a lot of handiwork to put stuff together, to tie the strings around it, and to make a beautiful presentation on your table, and to make your guests or your family full and happy and always want to spend their time in Pomegranate.
Okay, and how are these menus developed? How are these dishes developed?
Well, I go through it with my head butcher, David. Then I discuss it with either Chef Boris, or I discuss it with Chef Mayer, and we put our brains together. We brainstorm, really. We came up with this, we come up with these things. You know, I discuss what meat is the best for a certain stuffing. And then Mayer will tell me if he thinks it's going to cook well. I'll ask Boris if he thinks it's going to cook well. I'll ask Boris what he thinks I should put on top of it. Or, you know, everything is a lengthy discussion. I've been preparing for Hanukkah for actually a few weeks already. Hopefully, Mez Hashem, this Wednesday, the showcase is going to be full of Hanukkah items that are going to be out of this world. You won't be won't be able to find it anywhere else but here.
And do you actually test these recipes before you put them out there?
Nothing goes into my meat showcase without me tasting it before. We taste every recipe, and we throw out plenty of stuff before we even, you know, before it makes it into our showcase. I taste it, the chefs taste it, we give it to sometimes different customers to taste. Nothing goes for sale that's not tasted.
Now, why don't you give me a little tour of the meat department? First, stuff here, and then the deli part, that's also part of the meat department.
So that will work out maybe even a little bit better for you. I suggest this a week.
Now, looking at the meat, I see beautiful colors, beautiful marbling, great sauces. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Well, right now we're standing by the rib steak, the family rib steak, by the medium rib steak, of course our cowboy steak. If you look at all the steaks, they're very finely marbleized. Any high-end restaurants would try to carry this, but our meat is Baruch Hashem perfect, and we always try to make it better and better. And we have the highest quality meat you can buy in the local market. Even the skirt steak, you can look at the skirt steak over here.
Absolutely beautiful. Yes.
That would be a perfect sign of steak, perfect. Also, if you look, we have, even during the winter, we have four different types of burgers. We have four or five different types of sliders. These items are so good that even during the winter, which is not winter season, it sells. Further down, we have our Shabbat section. We have spare ribs, short ribs, Rick roast, French roast. We have so many different items that, and then we have some of our marinade, and our marinated rack of ribs that sell out basically every day. People come,
they look incredible.
It's unbelievable. It's a little bit sweet and spicy. It's heavy. People come from all over the United States to pick up this stuff, especially on Sundays. Sundays, people come literally from Philly, from Baltimore. People come from all over the place just to taste some of the sweet.
And those sauces, are they made here?
All the sauces are made here by our five-star chefs. And of course, they're tasted by numerous amounts of other chefs. And there's nothing that goes on our showcase or in our showcase that's not five-star. The Tennessee Special Reserve goes on to so many different items. So, you know, you can buy it, you want to buy it for ribs, you can also put it on a steak. You can also put it sometimes on a roast. You know, you don't just open the bottle and you use a little bit and have to throw it out. It's really, really good. It's thought out and it's yummy.
Now, you already told me a little bit about the Hanukkah menu. Give me, please, a regular Shabbos menu. Something different about the children, different from the usual, something different in general, and yet still keeping with the Shabbos spirit.
Well, first of all, it's a regular chunk. I recommend cheek meat and marrow. Cheek meat adds flavor to chunk, and it becomes butter soft. It's really, really yummy. You know, butter and chunk don't go well together, but it's really, really yummy. The marrow bones in there also for flavor. It's great. And it probably makes the best chunk. I also have an item called pastrami shtickel that people can serve hot pastrami Shabbos morning, which and you put it in the vacuum bag in the chunk. Otherwise, the chunk tastes like pastrami. And Shabbos morning, you take it out, serve it to your guests, and serve it to your family. It's very, very, very soft for Shabbos morning. And then for Friday night, we have the highest quality of roast. Our brick roast, nobody can compare to our brick roast. It's well marbleized, beautiful cut of meat. If you want a little fancier, we have a rib roast. If you want a regular, we have a deco. We have second cut brisket. We have a chuck eye roast. There's so many, so many roasts that we have. And we'll cut it to any way you want it. We'll do anything to please our customers. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of satisfied customers that keep it coming back. You can text me, you can BBM me, you can do anything to send me your orders. them, you know, and we're here to please you. That's what we're about. Service, service, service.
Let's take a little tour of the Delhi area. Now, what do we have here?
Well, first, let's start with our grilled vegetables. I grilled garlic string beans. If you look at it, look at the presentation of it.
It's incredible
how they look. And of course, it's healthy. We have grilled asparagus. We have roasted butternut squash. All this is yummy stuff. Then we have for our other sides, which from the regular stuff, we have an item that's very hot now. We have quinoa. Quinoa is a hot item.
Mm-hmm.
Another item for all of you, for everybody who's on diet, you have brown wild rice. That's selling pretty much. We have to make it a few pounds a day. That's how quick it's selling. And we have the lamb halal, which is out of this world. These are just some of our sides. We have like 25 different side dishes. We have a new item in the chicken called spicy garlic dill nugget. It's a new item that we just made in Canada. And yum, yum, yum. If you like dill and you like spicy, our chicken, of course, is always great, but it's a new yummy item. If you go further down to our farm showcase, our Heimish brisket is one of a kind. Nobody can make a Heimish brisket that may or may not. It's Heimish and it's yummy, it's moist, it doesn't dry out. Our fresh turkey that we have every single day, also moist. Then we have regular items. We have our regular grilled chicken, our regular barbecue chicken, our boneless spare ribs are out of this world. Even if you want something simple, chicken shawarma or stuffed cabbage, all this stuff, if you look at it here and you taste it at home, it's really, really, really good. And I'm so proud to be here and to be part of this, part of these menus, part of the school here in Colorado.
I also see that you are constantly changing the items. For example, a few times I picked up some lahmacun. I can see you don't make it anymore, or
have lahmacun. First, we have lahmacun in the freezer further down for people to buy, and then the lahmacun will be here a little later today. It's still coming, and we have also different types of customers, different backgrounds.
Of course,
see this?
Of course,
Syrian. We have. Regular, we have Ashkenaz, we have Yeshivish, every kind of, we cater to everybody. All different, we cater from every, all different types of Jews, from Judaism. We have non-Jews coming to the store, we have everybody. We have a versatile clientele, and we're proud of that.
Well, I mentioned the lahmacun because even though I'm an Ashkenaz, I've never seen it before, but you guys introduced me to the Syrian cuisine. Thank you very much, Ari. It was a pleasure speaking to you. With me next is Chef Boris. I believe you are the head chef over here, right?
I'm one of the chefs.
One of the chefs. Okay. Tell us, Boris, what is your background? How did you get into becoming a chef?
Well, funny that you asked. I've wanted to be a chef my whole life ever since I was a little boy. But I didn't realize my true potential until my 20s. So I attended French Culinary Institute with the intention of becoming a chef. It's a wonderful institution here in New York City.
Right.
Classically trained by some of the best chefs in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Alain Ducasse, Sayak. And that's where I got the base of my culinary training. And then I spent many, many years working with some of the finest culinary establishments, restaurants, hotels. And I worked with some fantastic chefs and learned quite a lot. And here I am now.
Okay, after your experience with those great chefs, why not being a chef in a restaurant? Why in a supermarket?
Great question. First of all, I've worked in some of the finest restaurants in New York City with some of the best chefs in the world. And I have a lot of that experience to back me up as far as my skill, my training, my abilities.
I believe that the culinary world has so many myriads of possibilities that to limit yourself to working in a restaurant will be a disservice, both to myself and the potential customers out there. Now, why the supermarket? I'll tell you why. I've been working with Kosher Clientele for many years. And although I myself am, classically trained and regular for cuisine, not kosher, I've been doing kosher cooking for about 14 years. I work with some of the finest kosher caterers, and I still to this day do a great deal of private kosher work. I'm actually a private kosher chef for select families in New York City. So what brings me here is my experience as a chef. I'm able to fuse my classic cooking knowledge of continents all over the world with the traditional techniques and disciplines of kosher cooking, which is why here at Pomegranate we are the leaders in the modern, quote-unquote, modern food industry. I think that a lot of the other establishments in the area try and copy us. People come here just to, it's such an amazing place, that people come here just to look, just to say, wow.
Well,
look at our deli counter.
First of all, it's a pleasure to walk through this place. It's clean. The aisles are very wide. I mean, it's not your average supermarket.
We actually have tourists coming in from all over the world. I met a woman here from Alaska. She's one of the few, Jewish families in Alaska. I'm not sure where she was from. She was here last year, Anchorage, right? And this woman was, she's walking, is that going to help you? And she, her eyes went, wow, it's like a kid in the candy store. We don't have this in Alaska.
Right.
Probably don't have this anywhere except for here in Brooklyn. But, this place is worldwide known. It's very famous, and it's a great reputation. We have probably the most progressive and the most talented group of chefs here as far as knowledge of food and kosher as well.
Well, looking through the showcase, one of the things that I like is that we've obviously, thank God, moved far, far away from the traditional Jewish cuisine of brisket and gefilte fish.
Not that we don't have it here, which we do.
You have it.
It's very good.
We also have a lot of other things that until recently the average kosher establishment knew nothing about.
That's right.
A great selection of salads, the roasted vegetables, I mean, that's healthy stuff.
I must add to that, you mentioned the traditional kosher dishes like brisket and kugel and farfel, and I tell you something, we have a separate department here at Pomegranate that is responsible solely for traditional Heimish foods like brisket, like cholent, which I must say, I've tasted many cholents in my life, and not just because I'm here, but I gotta tell you, we have the greatest cholent I've ever tasted. It's so good. I eat it for breakfast Thursday and Friday. No joke. The brisket. We take the traditional kosher foods and we elevate them to the next level. If people, like I said, people come here to see, wow, what are they doing next? Because I want to do the same thing. The beauty about Pomegranate is that we have a solid customer base that still loves to eat traditional Jewish foods for Shabbat, you know, for Friday dinner,
right,
Shabbos lunch, and we're able to provide that on an extreme level in the sense that we not only give them a traditional food, but we give them a level of selection that's unsurpassed, okay? And we have food that is also geared towards the modern, quote-unquote, modern kosher palate,
mm-hmm,
which is foods that are not really known in the kosher culinary world, but foods that are inherently kosher, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be here.
For example,
you know, look, we have right here a selection of chicken wings, chicken nuggets, and fried chicken that I've never seen anywhere in any establishment, let alone kosher, okay? And thanks to our general manager, Mr. Avi Gans, who's done a tremendous job in keeping the quality here and cleanliness at its peak, we're able to accomplish our intended goals.
Okay. One thing that I like by looking at your showcases is the combination of colors, the presentation. It's very beautiful. It's almost somebody who had an artist's eye, almost somebody like has a painter's palette, except that instead of being a painter, this is the real stuff.
Absolutely.
absolutely. It is beautiful indeed. And I must say, people first eat with their eyes. You know?
Of course.
You ever hear the saying, it's a feast for the eyes? Well, it's a feast for the eyes as well as the palate. You must taste some of these things. We have specials here, especially towards the end of the week, towards Shabbat, on Thursday. We have things that are so delicious. People come here that are not even kosher. Regular clientele come here to browse the aisles and look what we have. And they could eat anywhere they want. They choose to come here because of the quality and because of the beauty of all the food presented here. Let's address the fish. It's something that I personally get very excited about.
Okay.
Let's discuss as far as the fish is concerned. Our fish department, obviously you can see how wonderfully clean it is.
Yeah.
We have fish.
And above all, it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell because the truth is that fresh fish should never smell. If you go to a store and if you smell a piece of fish, then you shouldn't buy it. Because fish is supposed to be firm, beautiful, smell like the ocean, and taste like a beautiful piece of fish. And as you can see, we have fish here that is way above and beyond the typical kosher selection. We do have the carps, and we do have the whitefish and the pike because it's a necessity and a staple. But look, we have grouper. We have two different kinds of grouper. We have snapper. We have barramundi from New Zealand. Where do people get barramundi from New Zealand? And it's kosher, by the way, obviously. We have fish that's seasonal. We have fish that's seasonal in other parts of the world. We get our stuff every single day. There's a person at 2 o'clock in the morning at the fish market hand-picking each and every single fish, feeling it, touching it, opening up its gills, and saying, okay, this is good enough for pomegranate. Okay? Look at our, look at the decor in the fish department. We have, what is that? Striped bass? Porcelain. We have porcelain fish design. It's amazing. It's like, you know, school of fish, exactly. It's a porcelain school of fish. It's embedded in the wall. It's absolutely beautiful. What kind of fish it is, I can't figure out, but it looks to me like pike, actually. That one does. We also have, I must address this right now, they're making it fresh, but we have a section of marinated catch and go, as we call it, that I'm proud to say that I personally worked on. We have recipes that are come from our fish department that are already marinated and ready to be cooked. We have white miso, we have marinade, we have Japanese marinade, we have citrus soy, we have a chickpea crusted salmon, which is to die for. It is a unique recipe that no one has. It's something that I designed along with Mayor Lowe's, and we think it's probably one of the best things here. It's fantastic. It's a cult following. People buy this stuff every single week.
I have to try it.
You could actually, we have tasting here on a daily basis, at least, you know, towards the end of the day, actually. We have soups, we have our fish recipes, we have our Heimish dishes, and we have Shabbos salmon. We have everything from the most traditional to the most progressive.
Until 3 years ago, I had never tasted fish. My mother could never believe what type of a Jewish kid is this who doesn't taste fish. She used to call me the anti-Semite. 3 years ago, I learned how to eat fish, and it was last year that I first tried your fish department over here. Absolutely delicious. I finally realized what I was missing in my life.
Yeah, fish is a wonderful thing. I must tell you that as the kosher palate progresses on a global basis, because this is not just in Brooklyn right now, it's beginning to catch on. We are
right.
The forefront. We are the forefront of kosher modern cuisine. We're going to see more and more dishes. We're going to be developing more and more flavors, more and more styles that anybody and everybody who is, a foodie, if you want to call it that, thoroughly impressed. Now we're here at the sushi department, which we have some fantastic creations made by our great sushi chef. We have our head sushi chef, who used to work with Morimoto, and I apologize for that. He used to work with the Morimoto, and as you can see, the sushi here is certainly beautiful, obviously fresh because the fish comes in every day. And a selection of sauces, we have spicy mayo, we have the sweet eel sauce, obviously it's not eel, but it's delicious.
Right.
We have the pickled ginger,
which is traditional. Look at this. We have sushi sandwich, unique creation, very beautiful, tasty as can be. I taste
very colorful.
Most importantly, colorful, obviously, a feast for the eyes. We have traditional California rolls, which people like, and we have wasabi salmon crunch. Wow, look at that. Isn't that something? We have this. Look at this. Crazy roll, which is a yellow soy paper around it.
It looks almost like a fruit.
It does look like a fruit. It's actually a soy paper. It's all natural, with natural colors. But look, yellow sushi, amazing. And there's no food coloring. There's no... By the way, we do have products. We're not using any undesirable products like colors or things like that. Also,
no artificial colors, in other words. You use whatever the natural color is.
We use, right. We have, basically, we rely on our talent and the natural properties of the food to make it taste and look good, as opposed to some other organizations that basically lack the talent and rely on powders and different colors to make it, palatable. But, the truth is, if you try it once, you'll probably never go back to that. But if you try a good product,
right,
like we have here, I think that you'll be a repeat customer. Now, we are here at the dip section. Oh, my gosh. We have so many different kinds of dips. We have here the turkey salad, which we made fresh. On a weekly basis, we have the dips, we have the tartar dip, we have spinach dip. We have every kind of dip you could possibly
I've tried
want.
Quite a few of them. They are incredible.
They are indeed. We have the chimichurri dip, which is one of our biggest sellers. Very good. These dips are par. They're a huge hit on Shabbat or with any meal. You can have a dairy, meat, par. They're great toppings for bread. They're great toppings for, dips for crudité. Look at this, for example. This is the Kalamata olive tapenade. It's a fantastic recipe. If you're an olive fan, you would love this dip.
As a matter of fact, I've tried it, and being a South American, I've also tried the chimichurri.
Where are you from in South America?
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Okay, so good meat in Uruguay, huh?
Oh, yes.
So what else we have? Sharif. We have dips for every palate. We have dips for the spicy palate, dips for the very mild palate. We have dips for the Asian palate, anything and everything that you possibly want. We have a myriad of eggplant salads and dips, which is probably one of my favorites. Here we have the Greek eggplant salad. It's a very Mediterranean-like salad. It's got a little bit of pickled lemon. It's fantastic. We have the marinated sweet and sour eggplant, which is a very, very home-style, I should say, heimische kind of dish. And this is something that's been here for a while. It's wonderfully tasty and zesty. It's sweetly sour. It's fantastic. Delicious for Shabbos. We have here the roasted tricolor pepper salad, Mediterranean eggplant dish. As you can see, we have so many different things that it's really beyond words. And last but not least, which is definitely not last, but we have the salad and soup counter. Now, the soup section is something that I personally take great pride in because I helped develop these recipes when I got here a year ago. Our department upstairs, by the way, the soups are all par.
Mm-hmm.
Our department upstairs has recipes that are very well kept secret. And we have soups here that are, like I said before, and everything else, are a huge hit with our customers. We have a potato leek soup, which is white as snow, but has not an ounce of dairy creamer in it. Because of the technology and technique we use in making the soups. There are probably 5 ingredients in the soup. Yet it tastes amazing. We have the roasted red pepper soup. We have the zucchini soup, which is a staple here. It is probably...
The roasted red pepper is one of my favorites.
You have tried it. Fantastic. It's got it. Just
I live in the neighborhood, so this is unusual stuff. Very usual stuff.
Potato leek. We have rich and creamy butternut squash soup for sweetness. And the zucchini soup. I must say to you that it's probably our biggest sellers. They've been here for a while. People know the soup. We have converted even some of the most skeptical customers who were so set on quote-unquote traditional kosher food that they just simply weren't open-minded enough to try it. But having the tastings here, people have tried it, and they're like, wow. And people would normally never eat this kind of thing. It's like, I want Super Shabbos every single week, every time they come.
Yes?
But that's because we open people's eyes and open people's minds to what kosher food should be. So, having given you the tour, quote unquote, of pomegranate, I must say one thing. I believe that here at Pomegranate, our personal philosophy, especially Mr. Bander and Avi Yan, is that we must, and I underline must, provide a service to our customers that is on the surpass. We try to be, and I should say, we are the leaders in the industry as far as customer service. And I say customer service twice because that is the single most important. There is nothing here that we would not do for our customers, simply because our customers are what make us special. And I'm very proud to be here. I'm very happy to be here, and I feel that together we can accomplish some really great things.
Okay. Thank you very much, Boris. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. With me next is Avi Gans, the manager of Pomegranate. Good evening, Avi.
Good evening, Chaim. It's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. As I've listened to the interviews that you've had with Ari Heinemann, who is our meatologist, and Chef Boris, who is our five-star chef, there's one thing that comes to mind, and that is that everything here in Pomegranate has one goal, and the one goal is we strive for perfection. Our boss, Abraham Banda, instills in us every day to learn something new, to improve something, never to let something sit still. We have built a pillar in the shopping industry, especially the kosher local shopping industry in the tri-state area. Pomegranate is like the fruit pomegranate. There is only one. And when you have apples, there's many different kinds of apples. When you have oranges, there's many different kinds of oranges. When you have pomegranate, there's only one. Many people, I think it's been said before, have tried to copy us. Some can get close, but you can never be the same. And the reason for that is we're always moving forward in a fast-paced manner. And we really, really have grown into a beautiful, beautiful supermarket where everybody could do one-stop shopping with convenient customer service, the products that the customer deserves, products that were hard to find, and we brought them in to give everybody the best products that are available in the market, kosher market. Try to strive in customer service, like I said, starting from when you pull into our parking lot with our valet parking until you get to our registers where they unpack your groceries for you, they pack up your stuff nicely for you, and help you to your car. Pomegranate welcomes all people, and as one of our new slogans is, come in and stay a while.
Thank you very much, Avi. It was a pleasure talking to you, speaking to Ari Heinemann and to the chef. I learned quite a bit. Frankly, it is a pleasure being in the store.
It's our pleasure to always have you, Chaim. You do a great job at what you do. May you continue for many, many years to come with bracha and hatzlacha and success in everything that you do.
Main, thank you, and same. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and tune us in next week once again on blacktopradio.com/kosherscene. Thank you very much. Good night, one and all.